Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
2012 marks the 11th NFL season in which Tom Brady has been the primary starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. In all but one of those seasons, he has led the Pats into the playoffs. And in five of the first 10, he brought the Pats all the way to the Super Bowl. Brady is not the type to look ahead to a potential spot in this year's Super Bowl, but on Wednesday, he did pause to provide some reflection on what it means to reach this phase of the season as he prepares for Sunday's divisional round matchup against the Houston Texans.
You certainly never take it for granted. It's hard to get to this point. I mean, you got to work pretty hard. You know, there's a lot of teams that have worked hard, but you know, certain things have to go your way, and you got to win a lot of games and put a lot of practice in, a lot of preparation to get to this point.
If Brady won't spend time analyzing his own stats, we can. From a team standpoint, a win this Sunday will make the 35-year-old the all-time winningest playoff quarterback in NFL history. From an individual standpoint, Brady is closing in on all-time records for career touchdowns and yards in the postseason. He may only need two more typical Brady-like outings to reach that point. As it is, no one in the history of the league has more passes completed in the postseason than the Patriots' number 12.
Now, I've been fortunate to play with so many great players and teams. You know, football is a team game, and I've been fortunate to play here and have the opportunity. There's, you know, no place I'd rather be.
Brady joked that he was just a kid, really a different guy altogether, back in January of 2002 when he won his first playoff game. That season began the Pats' run of three Super Bowl titles in 4 years. Since then, they've appeared in two more Super Bowls, but both were losses, giving Brady a different perspective on just what it takes to be crowned champions. All of his efforts this week, and he hopes in the weeks to come, will be focused on being crowned once again.
It's very hard to win that final game of the year. You know, we've had a chance and lost a few. It's hard to win this game. This is, you know, the best teams bring out the best in the players. They bring out the best in the teams. The margin of error is less. So you make one mistake, you're going to be watching next weekend.
It's simple to say this, but the Patriots' impressive league lead and turnover differential is such a huge part of their success. Specific to Brady, it's all about limiting the interceptions. There were just five games this year in which Brady threw at least one interception, and the Pats were just 2-3 in those games. Back in December against the Texans, Brady had four touchdown passes and zero interceptions. That's the kind of ratio he'll be looking for in the rematch on Sunday. That will wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.